How do you keep up to date with industry software and services? With interviews and demonstrations to keep you informed and up to date, here is a great investment of your time. So be sure to catch every episode of the TechSplain series. And remember to hit like and subscribe.
Hi, everyone, and welcome to another episode of the TechSplain series. Managing short-term rentals comes with a never-ending list of tasks. Guest messaging, pricing adjustments, scheduling cleaners, and maintenance, it's a lot to keep up with. AI can help, but many people hesitate, unsure of how it works or if it's too complicated to use. What if you could harness the power of AI without needing to understand all the technical details? Like adding a new team member who seamlessly takes care of all the repetitive tasks, making your life easier without you or the guest even realizing it's AI at work. Well, today we're looking at one of those solutions. Today I'm chatting with Jay to find out more about HostBuddy. Hello, Jay. How are you?
I'm great, Deborah. How are you?
I'm very well, thank you. Thank you very much for joining me today. Thanks for your time. Jay, the usual question to kick the ball off. What does HostBuddy do in one sentence?
Yeah, HostBuddy automates the guest messaging process using cutting-edge AI.
All right. Okay. Let's say I don't know anything about AI. I'm a bit spooked by it, but I know I have to use it. So what does it look like to a PM who's approaching you to say, right, I'm going to take the leap. What do I do? What does it look like? And how easy is it?
Yeah, so I can definitely share my screen and show you what that's going to look like for somebody. I would explain it by saying that any message that comes through your property management system, HostBuddy is going to respond to. So there's a lot of different data sources that it's going to take in order to have a knowledge base to respond efficiently to your guests.
Right.
So it's going to sound like you by reading past conversations. You can upload welcome documents and SOPs and things like that. And so it's responding to every single message that comes through, whether it's on Airbnb, Vrbo, Booking.com. If that message is coming through your inbox and your PMS, it'll be able to be responded to. And then there's a lot of other really cool features that we've developed alongside of that as well.
Right. So it's like any staff training. You have to give it all the property information. You have to, your welcome book and any questions about check-ins and things like that. But at the same time, it also looks back at your past conversations to see how you respond. So it's going to speak like you.
Exactly. Yeah, it's great. And I mean, a little bit different than training a normal staff member. It's going to know all the information that you give it and know it, proficiently within a few seconds. So it's really cool. Yeah.
Yeah. And when you talk about the inbox, so you integrate to the PMS. And so on a PMS where they might have a unified inbox, do you then run that unified inbox or is it a HostBuddy inbox?
So we essentially take all the conversations within the PMS and create our own inbox. So you can work out of our inbox in the HostBuddy portal. We typically recommend that just because we have a lot of visibility into certain things like guest sentiment that we're measuring. So if the guest is having a positive or a negative experience, you're really going to see a really detailed level of everything that's going on at your property. Certain action items that need to be taken care of that the AI has determined you need to be in the loop for. So it's really great. And besides the fact of it automating the guest communication process, you can also use it as an aid for your existing team to be able to work out of and manually create AI responses back to the guests as well. So if you're not somebody who wants to completely automate that quite yet, there's options there as well.
Mm. So when you talk about guest messaging, are you only talking about email or can you send SMSs or WhatsApps as well?
So if it's a direct booking or something, I know a lot of PMSs work differently. So, I mean, we connect to OwnerRes, Hospitable, HostAway, Lodgify, Hostify. So I think 13 of the top PMSs on the market, Guesty. So really, if you're using a lot of the bigger ones, we connect into it.
It's only if the PMS works with those platforms.
So we're not connecting directly to the OTA quite yet. So right now it's all PMSs. So that's more or less if you want that automated messaging feature, You're going to need to use a PMS and connect that. But if
Yeah.
they're a direct booking guest or somebody who's booking, through email, it's still going to be able to respond directly to them. And then
Yeah.
we're also rolling out Open Phone and WhatsApp integrations here too, so that if you have vendors or people who are booking, or people, even your guests who message you off platform and say like, "Hey, this is going on," sometimes they don't always message you directly on the app, right? For the on the OTA. So we wanted to solve that issue by including those integrations, and those are being released within a couple weeks, so maybe before this even and even airs. So it'll associate that phone number of whoever the guest is with that reservation, and then you can basically have a conversation with somebody directly through WhatsApp, Open Phone, Airbnb, Booking.com, whatever their channels are. You can basically change between those and communicate, make sure that all of your bases are covered.
Yeah. And let's just drill down a little bit more on what the AI can do in terms of those messages. You're talking about sentiment, and there's also things about issues at properties and things like that. So really it scans all of that, or it digests all of that and tells you what's going on in terms of all the communications.
Yeah, exactly. So, we don't typically advertise like a certain accuracy number or success rate for our AI because it's really dependent on how much information you give it. A lot of times the information that comes from the property management system is relatively sufficient. So that's going to be, reservation details, property details, what your neighborhood looks like, what the bedrooms look like, any information that we can pull from the PMS, we're essentially doing that. So, the calendar, the availability, the pricing, the conversations. So all of that is pulled in and it references your previous conversations. If you've mentioned certain things like local recommendations or troubleshooting instructions for previous guests, it's going to be able to register that information and use that in the future for guests who are having the same issues. So it's really cool. Sometimes, like you hire a new employee and they don't typically know all these things. Like, you can download all of these pieces of information directly to HostBuddy within seconds and it's going to know all those details.
And you don't have to tell it again.
Yeah. You can change things very easily too. And so, if it doesn't understand exactly how to answer a question, let's say somebody asks about a certain feature about the property and that is not listed on your PMS and it's never been mentioned in previous conversations, there's different ways that you can choose for HostBuddy to respond. So, you can have it just not respond at all. At that time, it would send an action item notification to you, the host, via SMS, email, or Slack. Or even WhatsApp. And so you can get notifications here just to stay in the loop and understand what's going on and know when you need to hop in. You could also have it so it always responds. And you can have it defer to your team, defer to the primary host and say, "Hey, I don't have that information right now. I'll get right back to you as soon as I have that." And it'll go and still send you that notification. That way you can kind of stay on top of things, but it's amazing. I manage around 50 units here in San Diego, California. Which is, that's kind of my origin story of how I got started into building the software. I'm a STR host myself, but it's really great been seeing just how much of the workload is taken down for my team. We have virtual assistants that do a lot of the coordination and listing optimization and supply ordering and all the other things that really aren't solely focused on the repetitive messaging. And it's been really amazing how productive they've gotten just on that. So it's really great. And you can use it in any portfolio size. We have hosts of over 100 properties, over 200 properties. And then we have hosts who maybe have just one or two. So it's really great. And like, you can really buy that time back in your business, especially if you're a smaller host too, and you're just looking for some time to focus on your family and your life outside of hosting late at night. And there's a lot of good use cases.
And also then, in terms of besides the guest messaging, so what else, how else can you use HostBuddy? Like we were talking about cleaning, scheduling cleaners, and so what can, how can we use it that way?
Yeah, so we have a few integrations that are really powerful for operations. So, in cleaning specifically, we have a couple partnerships. So, one with Turno and one with Tidy. They're both cleaning management softwares. So, essentially, what that does is it shares the completion time of the cleaning with the with our software to allow us to offer early check-ins to the next guest who's staying that same day. For Tidy, you can also have visibility into, editing the start time if a guest has a later checkout. So really just, involving the entire cleaning team and operations team to make sure that things are efficient is one of our main goals here. So yeah, that's a really cool part about some of these integrations that we've been able to develop. Another one is with Minutes, so the noise monitoring software. If there is a guest, breaking the noise threshold late at night, it's going to send a message directly to the guest, and you can customize that message and say it however you want. You can use AI personalization, so it's going to use the conversation before it to then create one in the future. So, and these are ways to really just enhance the whole hosting experience, and just connect your existing tools to the messaging in a way that you don't actually have to go and step in and roll out of bed at 9 p.m. and type to the guests, "Hey, please quiet down." These things are going to be automated, which is really great.
Yeah, very good. Now, in terms of like you're saying, when the cleaners, I don't know if you know, I think I saw it on your website. When the cleaners finish, you get notified. Can HostBuddy, or can you use HostBuddy in a way that you can either tell the guest the place is free now, you can go in, you can check in anytime you want, or can we organize a upsell? Can
Yeah,
we
absolutely.
manipulate HostBuddy to do one or the other?
Yeah. So you could. What we typically do for my personal property management company, and this is something that I think we have it as the default when you go and set up this template in HostBuddy, we offer both. So we say, and this is with our standard smart templates, is if you enter the unit, or if you show up, if you'd like to show up early, we can offer that to you at a $50 fee or something similar to that. And the cool thing about that is we have, beyond that specific feature, we have an upsells specific feature as well, and it's also a template, but essentially what it does is it's recognizing when there's gaps in your calendar and offering that same thing. So you're saying, "Hey, guest that's checking in before a gap night, would you like to check in a day early at this discount?" Or you can check in early the same day that you're supposed to check in, and we'll charge you a certain fee. And so all of these things really help just maximize your revenue, which is really cool. And a lot of people don't think of that as part of your guest messaging, but it's a really cool feature that now people are able to generate a lot more money per month just automatically by having HostBuddy do that for you.
Now, I think a lot of people, well, some PMs might be thinking, do I need a PhD in tech to run this? So, how about we have a look at it in action?
Sure.
Can you take
Yeah.
us through the whole process, signing up, all the integrations, things like that?
Let's do it.
Yeah. I think this is one of the things that people get nervous about. It's like setting it up, and what do I have to do, and what does it all look like in terms of AI? I think that's why people get a bit scared. As soon as you say AI, it's like it's too hard for me.
Yeah, absolutely. I know, and it's very new. We launched in May of 2024, but we're hosts ourselves, and we developed this product to be the most hospitable as possible. We didn't want the communications to take over for our guests if it wasn't going to sound like us too. So it wasn't an easy task, but we spent a very long time perfecting the language of the AI to sound hospitable and to sound friendly. And you can also customize that tone within your HostBuddy portal as well. So I'll kind of show you some of those features here. So we're just going to log in. I'll just log into one of our demo accounts that we have just to show you guys what this all looks like. So essentially, when you create an account, you're going to be brought to the dashboard. And the first step that you can do here is you're going to go into your properties page and connect your PMS, because that's where all of your data is going to come from for the most part. So like I mentioned, you connect your PMS, whether that's Hostfully, Hostaway, Guesty, Ownerez, Lodgify, Hospitable, any of those. We have a longer list on our website as well, if you want to check that out on HostBuddy.ai. It's going to pull in all your past conversations. It's going to pull in all your property details, your reservation details, and use that to do a full knowledge base download on understanding your properties. So you can see here we have a ton of different properties loaded up here. And you can see that they're currently responding to guests. So you can actually set these for specific times. This one's off. So you don't have to have automated messaging turned on for all of them. You don't have to have it turned on for any of them if you don't want right off the bat. So We give free trials to anyone who starts, just for them to use the platform, see the value, and really just, understand how the automated messaging is going to work and the other features that we offer. So as soon as you connect your property management system, it's pulling all that data. You connect all of your properties. You can even connect one or two properties if you don't want to connect all your properties. Let's say you have 50 and you want to do just one at a time. That's totally fine. Every time you add a new property, you're going to add to that subscription, but you do have essentially a free trial for a couple of weeks when you first start. And so I'll go into the property setup because I think it's important for people to see kind of how this data is being used. So for example, I'll just go into this Adams property here. So this first page kind of shows you all of the different resources that your host buddy is using to respond to your guests. So it's all listed here, but essentially you can upload welcome documents, like I mentioned. So let's say you have a digital guidebook, export that as a PDF, upload it to here, and host buddy is going to scrape that entire document and use it to respond to your guests. So you can see we have that right here. Unit 2 welcome document that we uploaded, property details, property availability, pricing, guest and reservation data, and past conversations. So we take up to the last 6 months. Sometimes there are things that change at your property that you don't want reflected. Let's say, like, you change the different technology that's on your TV. You had a Chromecast before, and now you have a Roku TV. All these things are going to be auto-filled into this property profile. That way, if you do need to update things and you have incorrect information that you've already provided, you can go and update it. And then as things change over time, you can also change those things. So there's a big auto-fill button down here. We also make it really easy if you've already set up a property to just copy data from a different one. As you noticed, I had several properties of the same building. So these are all basically duplicates, but it really helps to just have all that information in there and make it easy for you to duplicate these properties. And so right when you autofill all that, those details are going to be scanned by HostBuddy, parsed and found, like all the data, all the relevant data is going to be entered into the fields here. So certain things like where you're listed, what's your cancellation policy, what's your booking window, things like that, checkout time. So all of these things are auto-filled, coming from your PMS or even from your welcome document, which is really cool. A lot of additional information here. Backup access is one that's really cool. And you'll notice some of these little pencil marks are yellow, and that's because we've changed the access for the way that the host buddy provides us these details to the guests. So basically you can restrict it to certain reservation stages. For confidential information, let's say it's backup access, for example. This is a really good one. So if I said, like, backup lockbox next to door, code is 1234, or if it was like, whatever it is, 1579, something that's more confidential. You don't want to share that with somebody who hasn't actually booked yet. This is something where, and this is a beautiful use case that we found by using HostBuddy, and it's something that has helped my own personal property management company before we even launched the product. Was somebody's checking in really late, they can't get in because the lock is broken, or their code didn't fully generate, but you have a backup lockbox on site, or you have a different way to get in. This information is automatically provided to them. Let's say they're trying to check in at 2 a.m. and you're asleep, or you don't have anybody else on your team. It can automatically provide this information to them, and allow them to get in. And this is huge because oftentimes, if you don't have any coverage, things happen. Obviously, you want your technology to perform in the moment, but sometimes, certain door locks run out of battery and it doesn't tell you, or something else happens and it's raining and something breaks, right? And so now you can avoid that situation of having to refund a guest hundreds, thousands of dollars potentially because they couldn't get in because now they have to find a new place. So you can really avoid those situations with just having the AI there. And the speed at which it responds is really important too. Like they're gonna send a message and say, "Hey, I can't get in. The door lock isn't lighting up." It'll first try to troubleshoot that with the guest and say, like, "Hey, could you tell me a little bit more about what you're experiencing here? Are you seeing red lights on the keypad? Are you seeing green lights? Is it even lighting up at all?" And so we train the model to ask clarifying questions to really come to a resolution, rather than, sometimes you use like an LLM like ChatGPT and it's going to spit out just a long text paragraph. And we didn't want that because obviously that's not how hosts communicate. So We took a while to make sure that it was going to ask the right questions first, and if it ultimately couldn't decide how to move forward, and it's tried everything with the guest, that's when it's going to go and reach out to the host. So
Or
that
would it
process is
offer the
really
backup
important.
access first?
What was that?
Would it offer the backup access first? I mean, if they're talking about the lock and they can't get the lock open, then do you then, does it automatically, after it can't answer the question, would it give would it give access to the backup access?
Yeah, so it'll usually say like let's say a guest says, "Hey, I can't get in," and it's just kind of vague. Or if they say like, "Hey, I can't get in. I tried the main lock; it's not working." Host buddy would respond, "Hey, I'm so sorry about this. Let's see if we can help get you in. Could you tell me a little bit more about what you're seeing on the current lock? If it's completely broken, we can get you in with a different alternative, or mention that there is a backup lock box." It usually won't just tell them what the code is right up front like that, unless they're really clear about like, "I've tried this, and that," and the AI is like, "Well, those were my suggestions, so well, let's move forward."
Great.
So yeah, and so that's a way for you to kind of restrict these, reservation phases so that only current and future guests can get that information. I'll delete this so that doesn't go through. But you get the idea now. So there's a lot of different things that'll get, first of all, auto-filled by your PMS and your welcome documents and any other resources. And then you can also go and add these things in manually. And so people usually ask, like, how long is this going to take? The autofill makes it really easy. So, like, typically 80 to 90% of the things that you need are going to automatically go through into your property profile. And a lot of times people just turn on HostBuddy for automated messaging at that point, because even if it doesn't have 100% of the data that it needs, it'll let you know when it doesn't. And so if you start off and it's just letting you know, "Hey, like, I don't know how to answer this question. This guest is trying to get in late at night," or whatever that might be. These are things where maybe beforehand you can add that information if it's available. But if they're asking about like, are there stairs at the property, and you hadn't added that there were stairs, or no information about a specific feature, you can go in and add that later. So
It's a great
this is
little
a place where you can do that.
mm.
And then amenities is really what you'd see within the PMS as well. So this is all taken from that. And so just a big long list of all the things that you potentially provided your property. You can also add little details about each one here if you had specific, troubleshooting instructions. Or a lot of times, if you upload like a digital guidebook or something like that, and you have like links of, and this is what we do for our company. I know a lot of PMs do this as well. It's like, here's a troubleshooting guide for this particular appliance or feature at our property. You can also add like YouTube links in there that the AI can send to the guest, which is really helpful. So this is a place where you could do that. You could also say like, "Air conditioning is operated with a remote on the wall." If we had information about that in a welcome document, it would already be in here. So that's the cool part about autofill. This property in particular, we didn't have any information there, but you get the idea. There's a lot of different options here. And then the very last page shows some SOPs. So this is one in particular. So, how to handle missing backup keys. If the guest claims that the unit code is not working, confirm that they're at the right door. Backup access code is 4567. So we've added a lot of things in here, as far as SOPs, to really guide the host in adding additional information. So checkout procedures, late checkout requests, early check-in requests. So these are things where, like, if you hadn't provided this type of information to HostBuddy, it's not going to be able to respond to your guests asking about a late checkout with efficient enough information. It would say, "Hey, I'm not quite sure about that, the policy for that specific day. Let me just check with my team and get right back to you." And for us in particular, so late checkout requests, they have to be made within 24 hours. If received within 24 hours, connect with the team to let the guests know if the request can be approved. And in that case, a $50 late checkout fee applies. It's not guaranteed. So
These are sort of like the terms that you would probably apply to every properties. If you do go through this and you do put your policies in here, can you hit one button and it will apply to all properties?
yeah, and so what we're doing here is basically adding like a full page copy, where you can copy the entire thing.
Oh,
Right
good.
now, we have copy to other properties for individual fields. So that's something where, like, if you do upload, let's say, like 30 properties, 40 properties, 100 properties, and you have similar SOPs for all of them, or let's say, like, you have a grouping of properties where, like, here's all my one bedrooms and I have a specific SOP for them. I'm gonna click on this. I'm gonna do copy to other properties. I'm gonna select all of the specific ones. Here are all my one bedrooms. And then you copy it over to that to those. That's a way you can do it, or you can just select all of your properties and do it that way. Soon we're kind of adding, reworking this a little bit so that you can basically copy all the fields on a certain page. You can do that for amenities too. So, yeah, that's a lot of different options there. But that's a great question. So yeah, a lot more details here that you can continue adding. And like I said, these will also get autofilled, which is really cool. Some of these will be taken from past conversations, but there's like emergency situations, weather related emergencies. So we're always getting feedback from our host saying like, it would be great to offer this specific SOP in here so I can specify that. And so another thing we're adding soon is custom SOP boxes. So adding specific details that aren't provided here. We do have basically these other sections where you can really just add anything that you like. We mentioned here video links, shareable links, any information that's not mentioned. And so this is a place where you could add really any of those details, but we do like to have that organization as well.
Great, great, great. Before we leave this page, what's an SOP?
Standard operating procedure. Yes, I always forget to mention that.
I mean, it
Yes.
looks like policies to me, but it's like SOP. How does that really? There's got to be policies in there somewhere.
Yeah, it's a normal term for us now when we use the property profile. But yeah, I know it's funny. Sometimes I'll just use some acronyms in here, and even like certain things, AI and SOPs and VAs and people, VAs, virtual assistant. So yeah, thank you for asking.
No problem. No problem. Just in case no one knew, I didn't know, but I mean, obviously, I know the answers to all those questions as a property manager, but just like, why SOP? Okay.
Love it. Cool. So that is essentially that was really most of the onboarding process. I do want to show you some of our features too. So essentially now, once you've uploaded all those details, and we did a pretty thorough job there. You can really just import your properties, autofill them, and kind of take your time to really parse through and make sure it has all the details. When
And
you
that was,
feel
sorry,
comfortable.
that was basically training, staff training. That was
Yeah.
it. It's as simple as that. Say what you want. This is our policy. These are our properties, and that's training done. Well, the staff
Exactly.
anyway.
Yeah. And then there's a testing phase and a scheduling phase. So that's what I'm going to get into now, which is really cool. If you're like, oh, like, I added these details, but I haven't seen it respond to a single message yet. So I'm a little bit nervous about scheduling it to automatically respond. There's a test property feature. So this is sort of like a workbench, I think is
Oh,
what
okay.
our CTO
Sandbox.
calls it. So yeah, you can basically decide, is this guest, inquiry, future? We'll say inquiry and or maybe we'll call it, we'll do current for this one in particular. And I'm just going to ask about like, where is the parking? And so this is an environment where you can figure out how it's responding. And if it's not giving the proper information, then you can go and figure out where that's being added. And these are newer properties. So I think parking information have been added, but we will see. Usually takes a few seconds here. Free street parking is available along Adams Ave. Just be sure to read the street signs for any restrictions. Since we're in a popular area, you might need to park a few blocks away during busy times. And so you can see we have this feature right here. Where did this response come from? It's getting pulled from the questionnaire, which is the property profile. Parking is not provided at this property. There's free street parking. So that's really taking that almost verbatim. And there's multiple sections that mention the property details, the parking details. So this is really cool because if you're curious about like where exactly this information is coming from, now you know exactly where it's being taken from. And if let's say there was something where like I don't know, I can't think of a question where like it might not know exactly the answer to, but in that circumstance, you'd be able to quick add whatever that information is to the knowledge base. That way you can make sure now, and sometimes, what people do when they first start is like they ask all the tough questions, like, I can't get in, or like, let's see, if I say I can't get in for this one, like that's one where you want to make sure you have your bases covered too, if it's something where you have it covering overnight. You ask them all the really hard questions, and if it's passing, that's great. If it needs more information, you can go and just add that quickly to your knowledge base. But we'll see what it answers.
If the guest said, "This is ridiculous, I can't get in, this is the second time I've tried," does the AI pick up that this guest is angry and really, treat them nicely? I mean, we all should be treating the guests nicely, but does it do something a little extra?
Yeah, it'll say, like I'm we can try that actually with this circumstance. I would say it would probably say I'm really sorry about this issue. I understand it can be frustrating. Let's see if there's another step that we can take to get you in. And so this response, you could see I said I can't get in. It said, "Hi, let me help you get in. Have you received your access codes and your check-in message? You'll need two codes, one for the building entrance, another for unit door. Let me know if you have the codes and I can walk you through the entry process." So these are custom codes where in a conversation that we've already mentioned the codes, it's going to be able to pull that data. So it's always reading the same conversation. In this particular, there's no thread for us to go and check back and see those particular codes. But it's you kind of get the idea how it's asking first, like, did you even receive these? If not, they're not going to make up codes for us. But first step is, have you read your chat? Basically, have you seen the information that we provided you? It also tells you, one for the building entrance followed by pressing the star. So, and this is one where, like, if there's multiple entries, like, which one are you talking about? And give you more information, and I can kind of help you here. So, cool. So as soon as you feel comfortable here, our host will jump into the scheduling feature. So this one in particular, you can basically set a schedule for all of your properties, make one and copy to the rest of your properties. What we do is 24/7 coverage, so it's 12 a.m. to 11:59 p.m. every day. You can decide if this wants to be if this is covered for future, current, inquiry, past guests. So if you only want current guest coverage or you only want inquiries covered, you can definitely do that either just to start, or if that's something that you're looking for as a solution in general, that's something you can do here. So it's fully customizable. Days of the month too. If you're a smaller host that maybe you're the one taking care of the guest messaging primarily, you can pick a specific day of the month or day of the year that you're going to be on vacation. And so yeah, there's a lot of options here for coverage. It's like another employee that you're paying a lot less for. And so as soon as you do that, it's going to be responding to all of your guests automatically. It's within seconds. So our dashboard, I think here shows our average response time. It's 30 seconds for Host Buddy, which is really cool. Other senders we also track too. So if you're looking for general, full team KPIs around response rates, this is really cool too. So 18 minutes, that's how long it takes our team to resolve issues. Typically, this would be a lot faster if you're looking at like, the repetitive messages that they can like, immediately respond to. This is something where now the only messages that my team is responding to are the ones that have issues. So a couple times a day, they're jumping in there to resolve something. And then you're also seeing your guest sentiment. And so I'll show you kind of what that looks like in the messaging inbox as well. But you can see 32% are positive, 56 are neutral, and 11% are negative. The 56% that are neutral are usually guests that they check in, they don't say anything, they read the directions, they're the best guests, they leave. Maybe they say something at the end, like, thank you so much for hosting. At that time, might change the positive, but a lot of times you don't hear much from guests if you're giving the right information. So, HostBuddy is here to provide all of those questions to guests. I think nowadays, you're starting to see a lot more guests just ask questions instead of read the welcome guide, or the digital guide. So that's something where, as hosts, we definitely need to adapt to that and understand that they're looking for instant replies. And that's something that HostBuddy specializes in.
Absolutely. Well, we're running a short of time, so I just wanted to ask, your ideal customer is basically anyone, right?
Yeah, it really is. And when we started, it was focusing on the hosts who are similar to the property management company that I own. And so we managed 40 properties when we first started, so making sure that we can at least fit up to that number and that it makes sense. Over time, we've adapted it. Now we have hosts with hundreds of properties on here, big property management companies that are efficiently using this for their guest communication. So it's really anyone, and it's really cool to hear the feedback from hosts now, especially the smaller ones that are like, I was doing this by myself for so long, and now like it's literally like I have this other person working for me, and I can always count on them, and they're gonna let me know when they need help, and it's great.
Yes, and given that it's AI, your clients are global. You serve a global audience, right?
Absolutely. Yeah. And so we have a few, I mean, a lot of the PMSs, they obviously serve global as well, but you know, there's specific, more or less territories to a lot of the PMSs that are created. We have a lot of different hosts from around the world, Australia, Switzerland, UK. Man, it's all over. It's really cool to see, and people will respond to us in different languages too. That's the cool thing about HostBuddy is that it's going to respond to your guests in whatever language they're messaging in, so it's not an issue. We have people that manage in certain countries and live in a different one, so like this is a complete night and day difference to their coverage because now they have, you know, they're typically asleep during the daytime when the most activity is going on. So it's really great, and the capabilities are they're continuing to grow with the advancement of AI, just in general. So I'm really excited for the direction that this is going.
Fantastic. If you have any questions at all for Jay, please do pop them in the comments below. You do have a special offer.
I do. Yes. We're going to give a 1 month free trial to anyone listening, and we'll put the code in
In
the
the
description.
description below. Jay, thank you so much. I know people have more questions, but we've run out of time. So please put the questions in the comments below. The links will be below. And thank you so much for sharing HostBuddy with us today.
Thanks so much. I appreciate you having me on.
Thank you very much.
Well, I hope you enjoyed this episode. If you'd like to catch up on ones you've missed, just head to thetechsplainedseries.com. Or if you're short for time, you can head to thetechminis.com, where you'll find extra short interviews. See you next time.